Why men keep starting but not finishing. Starting is easy and loud. Finishing is quiet and hard. A man is measured by what he completes. He has started a dozen times. The plan, the program, the project, the new discipline. Launch with real energy. Abandon a few weeks in. Then relaunch later with the same energy and the same result. He has a graveyard of strong beginnings and almost no finishes. Starting is intoxicating because it's all potential and no pain. Finishing is the opposite. It is the grind in the unglamorous middle, after the excitement is gone and before the reward arrives. And that middle is exactly where most men quit. They mistake the next restart for progress. This is worth taking personally, because the stakes are larger than any single project. The man who cannot finish cannot build. Not a business, not a body, not a legacy. Every meaningful thing in a man's life sits on the far side of a middle he has to cross. Until the pattern is broken, every future commitment is already compromised. The real struggle. The man is not lazy. He often works hard at the beginnings. The issue is that he is addicted to the feeling of starting and allergic to the boredom of continuing. Each restart gives him a hit of motivation, which is why he keeps choosing the new beginning over the hard middle of the thing he already started. And the failure point is almost always the same place, the same week, the same obstacle, same loss of motivation. Because nothing structural changed. The same man made the same decision at the same wall. He is not building, he is rehearsing the first act over and over and calling the repetition growth. This is also an identity cost to the cycle that compounds quietly. Every abandoned start teaches a man not to trust his own word. He commits more softly each time because some part of him already is planning to quit. Eventually, he stops believing in his own declaration entirely, and so does his family. Finishing is not just about the project. It's about rebuilding a man's credibility with himself, which is the foundation every other commitment stands on. What scripture says? Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough to complete it? Jesus assumes finishing is the point. The half-built tower is a public testimony to a man who could start and could not complete. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The one who stands firm to the end will be saved. God consistently honors endurance over enthusiasm. Anyone can begin. The man God builds is the one who is still going when the feeling that started him is long gone. Scripture also reframes what the boring middle actually is. The wilderness years, the prison years, the long stretch where nothing visible moved. God consistently used the unglamorous middle to build the man before delivering the outcome. Joseph's finish ran through a decade that looked like abandonment. The middle of your project, the part where the feeling is gone and the end is not visible, is not an obstacle to the work. It's where God is doing the deeper work on you. Quitting there forfeits both buildings. How to build it. Find your quit point. Look at the last three abandoned efforts and locate the exact place where each one died. The week, the obstacle, the emotion, it's in the same place. That recurring wall is not bad luck. It is the spot your structure is missing. Then build a wall before you hit it. Accountability is when motivation fades and a system runs without a feeling, a standard you measure against. And finish one thing, one small thing, all the way through, to prove to yourself you can. The next time, do not restart from zero. Continue from the wall now reinforced and finish what your old you always abandoned. Five moves that turn starters into finishers. 1. Find your quit point before you begin. Look at your last three abandoned attempts. Locate the exact weak obstacle where each one died. Build a plan around surviving that specific wall. 2. Shrink the project until you cannot fail. Do not commit to the transformation. Commit to the next finishable unit. Finish it, then the next. Momentum is built from completions, not from ambitions. 3. Tell one man your finish line and your date. Not the internet. One man who will ask you about it. Accountability is structure for the day motivation disappears. 4. Pre-decide the bad week. You will hit a week where everything slips. Decide now what the minimum is, the floor you hold instead of quitting. Most quits happen because the only options were perfect or done. 5. Do not restart. Resume. When you break the streak, you have not failed the mission. You missed a day. Resume from where you stopped, with the wall reinforced. Starting over from zero is how the cycle keeps you. Reflection question. What is the exact point where your efforts keep dying? Are you addicted to starting and allergic to the hard middle? What is the one thing you could finish completely this week to prove you can? Action step. Pick one unfinished thing. Identify the wall where you usually quit. Build one support for that wall and finish it completely this week. A graveyard of beginnings is not a record of growth. Find the wall you always quit at, fortify it, and become the man who finishes, because what you complete is what actually counts.